Okay, let's start our discussion of Avodah Zarah Daf Mem. Avodah Zarah Daf Mem, we are on Lamed Tes Amud Beis, a couple of lines up from the bottom. So we started yesterday, the Mishnah that spoke about what's Mutter Ba'achila. We had what's Mutter Ba'hanah and Asur Ba'achila. We had what was even Asur Ba'hanah. And now we had in the Mishnah what is even Mutter Ba'achila. So we spoke yesterday about the milk that non-Jew milks any Yisrael sees, vahadvash, honey, and duvdevanios, other things, grapes that have some liquid on them. So let's see what all of these the details of it as the Gemara gets into the discussion. So, we spoke about Rav Moshe at the end of the shiur last time, so let's go start with the two dots, alam etesma beis. Vahadvash, dvash, the honey of non-Jews, of idolaters. Lo devash. So what's the issue? What are you worried about? L'may nechushla. What are you nervous about? Ask the Gemara. Imishum yaruve. If you're worried that they mixed in some type of wine, misrasari, it would go bad. And it would be noticeable, and therefore they wouldn't want to do that. So therefore there's no worry about the wine. If you order a bishul akum, so then as we said, anything that could be eaten raw, anything that could be eaten without the cooking, then there's no isser, a bishul akum. And if you're worried about gi'ul, the tarfus, the taste of non-Jewish pots, no sin tam lafgam hu umutter. No sin tam lafgam, gives off a putrid taste after 24 hours, and therefore it is mutter, something that we discussed already, and something that Bezrem that we'll discuss in the main sugya of Nosetam Lefgam, which comes up later in the Masechta. So that's why honey is not a problem. Next, the Haduv Devanios, Afopi Shehain Menatfos, Ein Behemishim Hechsher Mashke. Duv Devanios, these types of grapes, even though there are drips on them from you put it into a basket and the liquid dripped out, there's no Hechsher Mashke on them. It doesn't become Hukshar Lekabel Tuma. As we know from Maseches Machshirin, there are seven liquids that are Machshir l'kabel tuma, a food is not able to become tame. Not machshir l'kabel, machshir l'kabel tuma, unless it becomes wet with one of the seven liquids mentioned in the last parak of Masechet Machshirin, the seven liquids of yad shachat dam, yayin, right, from grapes is one of them. So even though that's true, our Mishnah says that the devanios, even though they're dripping, ain bishum, ain bohem bishum hechshir mashke, they're not hukshar l'kabel tuma. We'll get back to that. But first we say for a minute, didn't we learn elsewhere, habotzer lagat, if somebody is gathering grapes, Betzira is harvesting grapes lagat in order to press them. Shammai omer hukshar. Shammai says the liquid on them will be hukshar. Lekabel tuma, Rashi, hukshar leinyan tuma b'mashke hanizlaf, the mashke that squirts out of them. Hova lekachin omde, because they're going to get squeezed into grape juice, into wine. Nichalei b'may denafik minayus. That's why you're happy with what comes out of them. Hillel omer lo hukshar. Hillel says no, it's not hukshar lekabel tuma. V'odi lehillel shamay. The Gemara there explains why Hillel is even moded to shamay. But you see, it is hukshar. The liquid that comes out of it is machshir lekabel tuma. Second, our Mishnah said that it is not hukshar lekabel tuma. Answer. Over there, you ultimately want to squeeze the grapes into wine. So that's why this is the start of it. This is why you gathered the grapes, why you harvested the grapes, and therefore it's mutter. And therefore it is mutter, meaning it is not hukshar lekabel tuma. Hacha lo, I'm sorry, kaboy le lamashke, therefore it is hukshar lekabel tuma. Hacha lo kaboy le lamashke, here you don't want it for drinking. You got it for the grapes, and therefore any liquid that comes out is worse for you. And as we know in Hilchas Machshirin, it's not just physically did they get wet, but it has to be nichalacha. As the first Mishnah says in Maseches Machshirin, you have to have ratzon to want this to become wet. And because here you didn't want it to become wet, that's why it's not a problem. Tosfos asks, what's the Havamina? Tosfos asks, isn't that obvious? Tosfos, Hasan, Vim Tomar, Utakari la Maikari, Pshita de Botzer Lagatanan. It says, Botzer Lagat, that's where it's Hukshar, because you are being Botzer in order to press it. So what's the Havamina that this wouldn't be a Chilak? Vyesh Lomar, de Salkadaitach, de Makshe, de Huadin, Botzer La Achila. Maybe even harvesting La Achila, even if you would harvest it because you wanted for grapes, that would also be Hukshar. Vahadanaka Lagat, and why would it say Lagat Lurabusa de Hillel? The Afilohachi Lohoksha, the Chiddush is a Hillel. Maybe Shammai says it even if it is not Lagat, but it only said Lagat to tell you the Chiddush of Hillel that is Lohoksha. Kamash Malan, we don't say that. There is a machlokas we've shown him that we have mentioned in other contexts about the Svara, if one could give one, of Hechsher Lekabel Tuma. Again, ultimately, maybe it's Xeris HaKasif, but there are Svaras given by the Rishon. If you look in the Ramban in Parsha Shmini, where it talks about Hechsher Lekabel Tuma, the Ramban seems to say there are some type of spiritual pores inside the fruit, and these liquids are makshir, open up these pores in order to allow in the tuma. V'tama hechsher, says the Ramban. This is in Yud Aleph Lamed Zayin. Ba'avor ki lichlo chasheretz v'hametamim yidbach b'ma'achalim b'lachus v'lo min lokeim b'yaveshim. Why? They'll only, the lichluch will always only go to the wet ones and not to the dry ones. So you only appreciate that Ramban when you see the contrast. Rashi and the Sefer HaChinuch says it also b'feirish, that it doesn't have the full status of a fruit. It doesn't have a shein pri until it is washed, until it's mukshar with one of these liquids. Right? We often wash fruit or vegetables before we eat them. So it says the says Rashi, and if you're medayik in Rashi, and the Sefer HaChinuch says b'feirish, it doesn't have a shein pri. It's not fully a fruit until that happens. The Ramban doesn't say that. The Ramban says it is a fruit, but the tuma cannot stick to them until they get wet. Even if it already gets dry, still it is once it's wet, then it is considered as if it is hukshar. There is a remeth that the Baalei Machshava say, it's fascinating, that the seven liquids, Yad, Shachad, Dam, Yayin, Dvash, Shemen, Chalav, Tal, Dam, and Mayim, those seven parallel the seven holidays. Six out of seven are pretty straightforward. The last one you got to work out a little bit. Yayin is Purim, Dvash is Rosh Hashanah, Shemen is Chanukah, Chalav is Shavuos, the second dollar, Dam, is Pesach, and Mem of Mayim is Sukkot, Nisach HaMayim. So test, the Tal is Yom Kippur. You have to work out the Tal of Tshuva, got to work out that the Yom Kippur one. But the other seven, the Baalei Drush, connect those seven to the seven holidays that we have in our calendar. Okay, we continue. Viturius She'ena Terufa, and little fish that are not chopped up, those are also mutter. We had in the, again, all of these are opposites of the previous Mishnah. This, the taris that is not minced. The taris terufa that was minced before, and that's, we were worried that there was going to be something problematic in it. But here, taris she'ena terufa is okay. Tanur Rabbanan. So what's called minced, what's called not minced. So Tanur Rabbanan, ezihi taris she'ena terufa. What does it mean, ena terufa? What is an ena terufa that is not minced? Called shirosh v'shidra nikar. If you can see the head and the spine of the fish, so then that is ena trufa, and that is kosher. Ve'ezu tzir sheish badaka. And what is the tzir sheish badaka? The next line of the Brisa, the next line of the Mishnah that said, if you have a tzir, we spoke about that in the last Mishnah, that you have this little fish floating in it. We had a discussion, the Rashi and the Ran, what was that? A kosher fish, not kosher fish floating in the tzir, but a tzir sheish badaka. Kosher kilbis achas oshte kilbios shotatos bo. One or two kilbis are swimming around in it. Rashi again here on the bottom line. Gedela me'eleha b'tzir dagim tahorim. It grows and it sustains itself in the tzir of kosher fish. V'myesham tzir dagim tamei in kilbis gedela bo. And if it has dag tamei tzir, brine, it wouldn't live in it. And Rashi said earlier, it is itself not kosher, but it is fed and sustained in the kosher brine. So that's why, if as long as they have one or two of these floating in there, then you know it's kosher brine. So it says the Gemara, Hashta kilbis achas amart shari. Shtei kilbios bivoy. If one kilbis is enough to be floating in it and swimming around in it, two kilbios, of course. Why do you have to say one or two? Lokasha, kan bipsuchos, kan bistumos. Well, it depends if you have open barrels or closed barrels. If you have open barrels, then it's not enough. As Rashi says, one of them might have gotten in there, might have splashed in there from somewhere else. That's not good enough. But if you have two in there, so that's already is okay even for psuchos. But if you have stumos, then even one is enough. Okay. Let's get into kashrus of fish a little bit. Says the Gemara, Itmar, I'll call you a machlok, esamoraim, Rav Huna, amar, achete, rosh, vishidra, nikar. When it says rosh and shidra, we said before, it's rosh and shidra, right? We need both of them in order for the heker. Rav Nachman, amar, o rosh, o shidra. Either one, either the head of it. Why? Because the shape of the head of kosher fish is different than non-kosher fish, as we'll talk about soon. Rav Nachman says either or is good enough. Says the Gemara, Masav Rav Ukva Bar Chama, 1 second, but didn't we learn about what are the simanim of a kosher fish? Ubedagim, we all know this, kol sheishon sapir v'katzkesis, fins and scales. So here we're saying that there's other simanim of a kosher fish. There's the shidra and the shape of the head. So which is it? Right, Rashi says, these are simanim kashrus. Alma, Rashi quotes the Mishnah Eilu Trefus, Alma ein simin l'dagim b'davar acher. Right, these are the simanim. Right, Rashi quotes the Zakash on both. The other Rishonim wonder about that. But either way, you know, so aren't these the simanim? So Amar Abaya, Kitanya Hahi, Be'ara Upamuda. Those are about two specific types of fish, Didamu Reshaya L'Temeyim. Those kosher fish have similar heads to non-kosher fish. But generally, kosher fish have, we're reading the Gemara like Rashi, but generally kosher fish have very different heads than non-kosher fish, and therefore what? It sounds like, and those would be enough simanim in order to rely on it. That's what it sounds like from Rashi and from Tosfos as well. Tosfos Yirmaskel Bedagim sounds like that would be good enough. The end of Tosfos Ubedagim. So why doesn't the Tana here and in Nida, why doesn't it say Sapir the Kaskasis, and there are other simanim? Haidamishum the simani gavne gavoi loka chashev. It's only giving external simanim, not internal simanim. And these are internal, right? The spine and the shape of the head is not something that you could feel, let's say. And therefore, that's why it doesn't mention it. Good. The Rishonim discuss here is that something that you could really rely on. The Rush, the last line of the Rush in Siman Mem Aleph, Ein Lismoch al Harosh Vishidra Lahatir Dag Alehem. Right? Don't rely on that. That's not good enough. That's not good enough. The question is that that we seem to say that there are certain mixtures that you do rely on the Rosh and the Shidra, and the Rosh Paskins that way. So all the Achronim get into the act here. What exactly is the Rosh's Chilik? The Pili Harifta here on the bottom of the Rosh discusses it. The Beis Yosef here in Hilchas Dagim discusses it, and the Shulchan Aruch, and the Nosei Kalim. Shulchan Aruch Simen Pei Gimel, right? There's one Simen in Shulchan Aruch on fish. Simen Pei Gimel, right in between Tolaim, which is worms, that's Pei Dalet, and Pei Beis is Ophos. So one simon on fish. So there, the Shulchan Aruch quotes at the beginning, as we know, Simani Dagim Mefurashim Batorah, Kol Sheyesh Lo Snapir, Vekaskeses, Tahar. If it has fins and scales, it is Tahar. Vesnapir Hu Sheshat Bo, Snapir are the fins, right, what it swims with, Vekaskeses, and a Klipas HaKvuos Bo. Those are what we call scales, the Klipas that are on it. Vedafka Shim Neklafim Biyad, Obakli, only if they can be removed. Avalim Yefsha, Lekalfan Me'ora Dag, Lo Mikri Kaskeses. Okay. Fine, that's not pir v'kaskeskes. Then he quotes Yeshimani Dagim Shakis Kasim Dakim Od. Some of them are very thin, some of them are hard to find, but that is the halacha. And then we have in Sif Dalet Matzah Chatichas Dagim Yish Bachas Man Kaskeses. If you find pieces of fish and one of them has scales, Im Hachatichos Matimos Kulan Mutaros. We'll get to that Hashem in a minute, but we're just reading this to get to the second half. If you have parallel pieces or they're all made up one fish mutter, Chazaka Midag Echadbo. Vemena Matimos Es Shinim Suben Kiskesim Mutaros Vashara Suros Afilo Kula Maluchas Biyachad. Good. Then the Rama adds Vemnim Sasham Dag Sheyesh Lo Rosh Rachav Vishidra. If you find in this mixture of fish, one of them that has a wide head and a shidra, a spine, and you have other pieces of fish there, mutar la'achlo, devadei ha'ilo kashkesim. Because surely it had scales, because the wide head and the spine is good enough. And the Taz and the Shach discuss here, but what was the Rush talking about? When does the Rush say you can rely on this? When does the Rush say you can't rely on it? So the Taz says, maybe you can rely on it when you don't have the whole fish there. If you have the whole fish there and you don't see the fins and scales, so then you can't rely on it. Because most of the time that's kosher. If we have the fish in front of us, and we're trying to figure out, are his scales kosher? Az lo samchinin arosh v'shidra lahatir b'shvilam lochud l'fi sheish miyud dagim tameim shadomin l'tahori b'rosh v'shidra, as we just said in our Gemara, avo pishin imitzuyim b'neinu, even though we don't always have them. But either way, this is a discussion in the Shulchan Aruch of what exactly is the psak that you get out of this Gemara. Either way, that is what we have. But there is an interesting discussion of the Mishnah. The Mishnah in Nida, which was the Shulchan Aruch also quoted, the Mishnah in Nida, let me just read it. I'll read it from the Shulchan Aruch, but that's what I have open here. The Shulchan Aruch says, Kol sheyesh lo kashkeses, yesh lo snapir. If it has scales, then it for sure has fins. And therefore, if you know it has scales, then it's kosher. V'yesh sheyesh lo snapir, v'ein lo kashkeses. But some things have fins, but not scales. Lefichach, and that's why, if you find a dog that has kashkeses, that's it. That's all you need. right? But if you have scale, if you have fins, snapir, so that is not good enough. So that's what the Mishnah says in Nida. The Yagdol Torah in the, actually, even before we get to there, the Gemara there in Nida asks if all you need are scales. If it has scales, then if it sure had fins. If it had fins, you still have to look for the scales. So why do we say that there are two simanim of every fish? There's only one then. The Gemara asks there, the Iker is the kaskaska. So why does the Torah say snapir? The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yavo, v'chaitanat v'rabbi Yishmael, Yagdil Torah v'yadir. Yagdil Torah v'yadir. So what does that mean, Yagdil Torah v'yadir? So if you look in the Yagdil Torah, ironically, the set on Chumash Yagdil Torah, he quotes the Rav Shaul Alter, and he quotes that the maybe the pshat is, what's the message of the kaskasas and the snapir? Kaskasas are scales, they defend, they protect the fish. A snapir, the fins, help the fish swim. In life, we need to protect ourselves, but we also always have to keep moving forward, right? It's not just making sure that I'm safe. I have to positively grow. I have to go positively move up, right? They quote from the Chazon Ish that the most dangerous spiritual attitude is a benoni b'shita. B'shita, this is who I am. I'm not getting worse, but I'm not getting any better. I am who I am. Me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu have a good relationship. We're like this. And he knows. He accepts me for who I am. No, he says that's very dangerous because then there's no growth. So the kaskaska symbolizes the protection and the snapir is the fins. So why does the Torah say snapir if it already says kaskaskas? Because life's not just about being protected. Also about moving the fins. Yeshdom keilo shemistavkim l'shmar l'kayam mashkiim rak kedesha ben lo yipol v'lo yikashel zenikra kaskasas saragamis asnapir sheyuchal lashut ulehit kadem l'itrachev. Right, you had to teach your son how to swim. This one also might be the deeper message of that. Shesorakam esimanatara hasheni shalasnapir. The Torah had to say it. Hashiifa ligadol ulehit kadem. And obviously not only in Gashmi as well as in Ruchnius, I think I've quoted in the past also, the thought from Rabbi Norman Lamb about the Nunin Hafuchin. Why Dafka Nunin? Right? So Nunin is a fish. So Hafuchin means it's going upstream. In order, Bahib bin Sohar, in order to move in Torah, you gotta be a fish that goes upstream sometimes. Against everybody else, but you gotta have those fins. You can't just have the scales. You gotta have the fins to be able to move and to go up. So that's the snapir and the kaskasas. And here we might have some other simanim. The Gemara mentions here the Rosh and the Shidra, as the Shulchan Aruch discusses as well. Also, a discussion in the Achronim. This is one of many, maybe 20, about the question that is asked, Siman or Siba, whether something you have is a reflection of a reality or the cause of a reality. Tzeisak Ochavim, the first page of Kovet Shiurim Pesachim, Rabbi Chanan asks, the three stars, is that a reflection, a siman, that it is nighttime, or those are the siba? That's why it is nighttime. The Achronim asks, what about the simanim also of a kosher animal? Let's say the fins and scales. Is that why it's kosher, or it's a reflection that it is kosher? L'may nafkamina, what happens if I could artificially create a kosher fish without fins and scales? So is that going to be kosher or not? Let's see, I could use cloning some way to make a fish. I like fish, but I don't like the scales. So let's say I would make a fish without scales, but it comes from all tahar kosher sources. So is that going to be kosher or not? Siman or siba. That could be what it is talion. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. Again, you read this Gemara on today's daf, and it seems like very technical issues that don't really have to do with us. But as we just saw, it has a lot to do with us in terms of the simanim, and the next line as well, very interesting, as we'll see. A comment that we've quoted in past other contexts, but it's right here. Avodah Zarah daf mem. Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmei De'ula. Machlokes, the whole machlokes, whether the head or the shidra, l'tabel b'tziran, is only regarding being tovel, dipping in their brine. Aval begufan, but eating them themselves, devri yakol asur, ashi rosh v'shidra nikar, but eating the fish themselves, so then it's asur until the rosh and the shidra are nikar. So the chilik between the tzir and the guf. As Tosas, I don't understand. Isn't the tzir asur daraisa also? The fish brine, right? There's a chashos that the fish is not kosher. There's a chashos that the brine is not kosher. So what's the difference? As Tosas in Dibra Maschol Machlokas, v'yim tomar, v'tzira nami yisur daraisa, kidda amrinan, hatameyam l'rabo tzira v'rotvan. Based on the Gemara in Chulin, so isn't that Asa Daraisa? Answers Tosus, V'yesh Lomar, Devadai Daraisa, Tziran Aser. You're right, it is usser. Tzir is usser, just like the fish is usser itself. Mihu, tziran, batil berov. But tzir is batil. And that's why the dipping, as long as you know, it's only drabanan, so as long as you see this, one or the other, you can be mekel. Or maybe both. Vigufan lo batil, de birya lo batela. But the whole fish is not going to be batil, because that's called a birya. And a birya, as we know, is one of those chumras that of items that are not batal. A davar chaticha royal eskabed, a davar sheish lamatirin. And birya is another one. A birya is not batal, and therefore that's the difference between the guf and the tzir. There are other rishonim that give other answers to this question. The Ramban and the Ran on the Mishnah say that tzir is not asa daraisa. Right? It's not that it's going to be batal, and the difference is guf bishem birya. Right? It's that it is not Daraisa, and therefore it is considered Zeya Ba'alma. That's what the Ramban says on the Mishnah, and that is why it is going to be more kal than the guf of the animal. Remember, birya comes up not only in Isser V'Heter, that is where it comes up mostly, that's the source of it, but Tosfos extends this possibly to Hilchas Brachos, where we know the Tosfos says in Brachos, maybe it's a good idea not to eat one egg. One grape. Why isn't it a good idea to eat one grape? Because maybe the concept of birya doesn't only apply in Hilchas Issa V'Heter, and it's not batel, but maybe it's even chashuv regarding Hilchas Brachos. Because even though you need a kezayis, but maybe eating one grape is good enough. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes the suffix of Tosfos in Siman Reish Yud in Aruch Chaim. Yesh mistafkin lomar sha'al davar shehu kibirya so, kagon garger shel einav o shel rimosh, ein bo kezayis. Yeah, that suffix. Lachach, nachon li zohir, shlolecho birya pachos mi kezayis. But that's the Shulchan Aruch. And then you get into birya is only as is. If you take out the pit, if you take out the anything inside, so then it wouldn't be a birya. That's what the Ramah adds in. But that's birya. That is Tosfos. Then you have the other answer of the Ramban and the Ran, that it is Zeyapa Alma. It is not a problem. Good. Let's continue a little bit, and then we will mention something else. Amar Rabbi Zera Meresh Havamat Bilna Betziron. I used to be tovalid in the tzir, right, with one simon, with the rosh or the shidra, because I thought the machlokas was by gufan and by tziron. Everybody agrees one is enough, and that's why I relied on l'kulei alma. Kiva the shemana lahadam Rav Yehuda mishmei de ula. But once I heard the above that ula said machlokas l'tavel betziron. Ava b'gufan devri akol asur achi hey rosh v'shidra nikar. Right, but once I heard that really everybody agrees by guf that you need both. So betziron nami lo matbilna. No, because I only want to rely on l'kulei alma. So once I thought l'kulei alma, the tziron said one is enough, that's what I did. But now that I see there's a machlokas even by tzir, so I are not matvelit even in tziron. On amar of papa hilchasa achi rosh v'shidra nikar shall call achas va'achas. And the papa even adds, you have to see the head and the shidra, the spine of each one of them. Is that really true, Meisve? Chatichos yesh bohem simen. You have pieces of skin that there's a simen on it, right? It's from the Tosefta here. Bein bekulon, bein bemiksasan. Even if you only see it on a few of them, avilu beechad mimeyashaban. Even on one of them, out of 100, kulon mutaros, because you assume all of these fish are the same type of fish. And therefore, if you see scales on one, that's good enough. Umaisa ba'ovikol chavim echad shehevi garav shel chatichos. He brought a whole barrel of pieces of fish. V'nimsa siman ba'achas mehen behider of Shimon Gamliel. It's a grav kulo. Shimon Gamliel didn't just pask in this way in the base madrash, but he actually said it halacha l'maisa outside. So question mark. How could her papa say that it has to be nikar al kol achas va'achas? Here you see just one is enough. Tergamar of papa chatichos shavos. No, it's mutter only when chatichos are shavos. What does that mean? Machlokas, Rashi, and maybe Rambam. Rashi says, you put it together, it seems that it's all part of one fish. You have six pieces, but you put it all together, it seems like it's pieces of a puzzle, pieces of one fish, and that's why it is all mutter. The Ran says, for the Rambam, it sounds like no. It sounds like from Machal's type. It doesn't have to be from the same fish, just from the same type. The Gemara says, Yachi Maila Memra. Right, according to Rashi, maybe that's what he says, because the following question, what's that? It's obvious if it all seems like it's one from one fish. The Rambam would say, or if it's exactly the same animal. So, mal de tema nechosh del misrami, kamash malan. You might think that something got in there somehow. And it just looks like the other thing. Kamash malan, you don't say that. Okay, stop by Hahu Arva for a second. There is an important, much quoted Hago Sashri. The Hago Sashri, right here. on the Rosh, he quotes the Rashbam in the name of Rabbeinu Shlomo, right? Talking about barbuta. A barbuta is a type of fish that all the Rishonim discuss, whether it's kosher or not. Rabbi Yehuda Chassid Amar, kol mi shiyochol barbuta lo yizke lechol of yasan. Rabbi Yehuda Chassid said, if you eat a barbuta, you're not going olam haba. Whoa. Lo yizke lechol of yasan. Upamachas itiru Rabbeinu Ephraim. One time Rabbeinu Ephraim paskin that it's mutter to eat barbuta. The amrulo bachalom, and they showed him in a dream, shehitir shratzim. They showed him in a dream that he was serving shratzim. Let's see, he was a waiter, he was serving shratzim to people. And he woke up in a sweat. He's like, what? What's the message? And he took that as a simon, the chazar bo v'asro. And he was chozer bo, and he re-assered it. The kalaposig me la'achlo yanuchu brachos arosho. And whoever doesn't eat it, you know, it'll be great. So the hagos hashri. So what's the significance of that? So that gets into the major sugya of independent psak, autonomy in terms of interpretation of halacha and heavenly intervention, right? This is the sugya of Lo Bashamayim, right? Do we say dreams tell me anything about halacha, right? The Gemara tells us in Maseches Bamitzvah on Daf Nun Tes in the sugya of Tarnus Shalachnai that even if there's a bas call that goes out from Shamayim and I understand the halacha in a certain way, then I'm not allowed to listen to it. Remember, all the Rabbanan held a certain way. They all said Tamei, even the Rabbi Lazar said Tahar, and even though a bas call and all the miracles and the water flowed upstream, and the walls of the base measure started falling down, even though a basko went out, still Rabbi Yeshua stood on his feet and said, Lo bashamayimi. So, ain't on a mashkichim a basko in terms of halacha. So is a dream better than a basko? Is a dream better than a basko? Well, first you have to ask about basko. Do we always not listen to baskols? Tosfos there, but see in the test discusses, but we do sometimes follow a basko, right? The Gemara in Eir Vineyard Gimel. Elu ve'elu, the basko said, Elu ve'elu dibri l'kim chayim, v'halacha k'divri beis hillel. So you see, we hold like the Bas Kol by Beis Hillel. Tosfos there gave two answers. Tosfos there said, well, maybe the Bas Kol, if the Bas Kol is going with the majority, with the rove, then you do follow the Bas Kol, number one. And number two, maybe that Bas Kol was just Lekavit or Belazar, right? Because he said, a Bas Kol will prove that I'm right. Hashem didn't want to embarrass him, right? Another place in Shas, right? In Tainus, I think, Daf Chaf Hey around, right? Another Gemara there, a Bas Kol went out from Shamayim for the covet of Rabbi Elazar to say that Rabbi Akiva is not greater than Rabbi Elazar, he's just Mavra Midosa. Either way, number two. Or the Rabbeinu Nisim Gaon in Brachos, Daf Yotesim Abeis, Daf Chaf, mentions that maybe that Bas Kol was just there to test the rabbis, right, if they were going to listen and follow the rules that I gave them, like a Navi Sheker, it's compared to. That's even within Bas Kol, there are seem to be limitations. What about dreams? What about dreams? Could you paskin from a dream? This is one of the classic examples that Rabbi Ephraim woke up after having a dream of feeding shratzim to others, and he changed. So should that be taken literally? So many say that maybe it doesn't mean that he woke up. He knew it was a controversy. So maybe when he woke up, when he had that dream, he took it upon himself to re-look and rethink, and that's why he ossered it. He didn't just do it automatically. It sounds like it was automatic from the story. It sounds like he woke up and he ossered it. But that's how some stories are understood, right? They see the story about the Vilna Gaon, that he wanted to start the Birchas Kohanim in Vilna, and a couple of times there were all these things that happened, right? That the Torahs was stolen, or there was a fire, and he took it as a simon. Min HaShemayim is not supposed to be. Maybe it doesn't just mean he took it as a simon. Maybe it means that he rethought whether it was something that he wanted to do. Or they quote the story of the Chassam Sofer that one time he paskined that you don't have to wait 6 hours after Basar if one has a Shenas Keva. One has a Shenas Keva, a night's sleep. Even though it's less than 6 hours. And one time he woke up, and after Shenas Keva, less than 6 hours, he poured himself a cup of coffee, and it spilled all over him. He said, oh! So he changed his psak, and he said, does that mean he changed his psak? Like, all different stories. Either way, maybe, or maybe it means that Rav Sternbach writes in one of his shuvas that he re-researched the sugya in all of these cases, and they came to the opposite conclusion. But again, this Barbuta story, right here in the Agos Hashri, at the end of the Rush in Simen Mem Aleph, is very important makar to that sugya. Okay, let's continue. It also relates, obviously, to the Gemara in Sanhedrin we had, about somebody has a dream of money in his yard, and it's Meister Sheni money, and he finds it, and he's allowed to keep it, and doesn't have to assume it's Meister Sheni. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara right in the middle of the Amud. Hahu Arva. There was a boat. Ho arba ditzach nasa. There was a whole boat of this type of fish. Da'asi l'sichor, that was coming to sichor. Nafag Rav Huna bar Chinina v'chazde b'kilfi. Rav Huna bar Chinina saw on the boat there was some pieces of, there was some scales. So there was some scales. And the Ran says they were all salted. So they thought saw that the non-kosher, if it was non-kosher fish, it wouldn't have lasted. So v'shari he matted it because of some scales. Amalei Rava v'hemika the shariki agavna ba'aser the shlichi kalfi. Right? Is this mutter just because there's scales all over the place? Who says that should be mutter? Rashi the yesh lomar shem adagim tohorim utameim yesh the kash kusimin at tohorim bo. How could you matter the whole boat? You see some scales? How could the whole boat be mutter? Right? And therefore, Rava thinks that it is not a good idea to matter this boat. So what is the halacha? Nafak shipuri de Rava, the asar. What happened? The shofar, the psak of Rava went out and he asered shipuri de Ravuna barchina v'shari. Right? They each paskin in their own way. Amr of Yirmi Midifti, Latiti, Amr li Rav Papi. I heard, Rav Papi told me, kishar Ravuna barchina, when Ravuna barchina matir, Bitsiran. Ava Baguf alo Amar. He never said the straight heter of the guf. Only of the tzir. And we discussed already, Machlokas Rishonim. Is that because the tzir is really batel, or the tzir is only zeya? That's what we just mentioned before. Ravashi, Ava Bagufan lo. Bagufan not. Amar Ravashi, Lididi, Amar li Rav Papa, Kishar, Rafuna Barchinina, Afila Bagufan. No, he says, I heard that even Bagufan, he mattered it. Vana lo meser asrina le. Asrina, the Kamerle or Papa, I'm not going to answer it because of what Rav Papa said. But I'm not going to matter it either because what we said up above, that machlokes latava betzira. No, machlokes is only betzir. Avobagufan, debri akola, shirosh vishidr nikar, shokolacha ve'echa. So you see, he was more machmir. And therefore, he wouldn't say it. The Ramban here notes, and the other Rishonim also, the Ritva, interesting, two questions they asked. Number one, it says that he made an announcement to Aser, an announcement to, and Mutter. Didn't we learn earlier in this Pesachta? Didn't we learn that once a Chacham asers something, that another Chacham can and come and matter it? We had that back on Dav Zayin. Hanisha l'chacham v'timei, lo yisha l'chacham v'yitar. L'chacham v'aser, lo yisha l'chacham v'yatir. So it's an issue of the Chacham and the issue of someone else asking the question. But how could that be? So the Ramban says, oh, maybe the Seder was really a Fuch. The Gemara is Lav Dafka. The first Rav matired, and then the second Rav asered. Maybe that's what it is. Others say that maybe the Ritva here notes, well, the Gemara said earlier, if they're shoving, so then maybe, you know, you could, it goes by the Chumra or the Kula, right? That's the Ritva's focus is on that. The Avagav, I mean, a parakama, that if they're Shneyem, Echad, Matar, Echad, Matar, Halchachra, Machmir, so Hacham, Istama, Beishi, Kulim, they're both Shakul, Yesh, Omrim, Shema, Mekel, Somech, Algamra, Yochal, Haris, Lachayim, Kidvarav. If he's really relying on his Svara, he could pask in that way if they're Shakul. And he could go like his words, right? That the Ritva says, not always you go after the Machmir if they are Shkulin, and therefore maybe this is one in another example of that. Gets back to the issue also of what the reason is. Why can't the Chacham Sha'asar, why can't anybody matter it? Is it because of the Kavod? If it's because of Kavod, then maybe if the second one is greater, then there's no problem with lack of Kavod for the first one. But if it's not just Kavod, but if it's like the Ravid said there in the Rishonim, Shavya Nafshe, right, once a Chacham paskind on a piece, on a fish, right, it's Asar because of the status, so then maybe that would be a more serious of a problem. Okay. Let's continue. Yosef Rav Chinna Bar Idi Kamei Rav Ada Bar Ava. V'Yosef Ka'amar Oveg El Chavim Shehevi Areva Malei Achavios. If an Oveg El Chavim brings a barrel that's full of brine, V'Nimseis Kilbis Va'Achas Me'en, and you find a kilbis, one of the floaties, right, in one of them. Psuchos Kulan Mutaros Stumos. If they're open, they're all mutter, because you assume if one of them has it, then they all have it. They're all the same. Stumos, but if they're closed, so then he muteres. Only the one that's got the fish in it is mutter, v'kulan asuros, and the rest are asur. Amar le mina l'chaha, so yes, how do you know that? Rav Chinna said this in front of Rav Ada Bar Ava. How do you know this? He asked him. Amar le, mitlasa k'ray sham yile. I heard it from three psukim, and he calls these rabbis psukim. Me Rav, v'shmuel, v'rab Yochanan. Interesting, you don't usually call people based on psukim. So it means that they're as chashev, they're so strong. Rashi, migimol chachamim gedolim, shem kedai lismo chaleim ka'al hamikra. Right, they are so strong, it's enough to rely on psukim. These rabbis are so great, so it's just, you can rely on them as if they are psukim. If you look in the Nitzotzei Or, right, from Revuva Margolis, he has one sefer on all the shas. We mention it from him from time to time. So there he quotes from three other Gemaras. By each of these Amoraim, the Gemara relates a pasuk to these Amoran. If you look in Chulin Nuntes, Al Rav Nikra Lo Yuna Letzadik Kol Oven. On Shmuel, Kol Roz Lo Anisle. On Rabbi Yochanan, Terem Nikra Terem Etzarcha Bebeta Nidaticha. So they relate some pasuk, some phrase to them, so maybe that's what it means. Three psukim related to them, not only what Rashi says. Good. Amar Rabbi Bruna, or Amar of Kahana, Amar Rav, Kirbe Dagim V'Ubarim, if you have the innards of Dagim and the Ubarim, the little, the word is called Ro, means the little babies, a Nichem Elam and a Mumche. You can only buy those from a Mumche. A Mumche in what? Machlokes Rishonim. Rashi seems to say, and the other Rishonim quote Rashi as saying as a Mumche in Vish. Mumche in fish, while the Ramban says no, it means a mumche in halacha, mumche in kashrus. Right? The Ritva mentions both of them. Either way, you only rather buy from a mumche because there can be a lot of tricks. Rami leya ulo le Rabbi Dustoy dimin biri mitakama rav kirbi dagam vubarim ein nicham ela mina mumche. From the fact that you only can buy from a mumche, michlada dagtami isle ubar. So it must be that non kosher fish have ubars. Right? If it was only kosher fish, then you wouldn't have to only rely on a mumche. Right? It must be a Daktami has Ubar. But for a mini, but didn't we learn Dam Tame Mashritz Dag Tahar Matol Beitzim? A Dag Tame creates and reproduces live young kosher fish are Matol Beitzim. Right? So you see, they're not. They don't have Ubarin. So Sami Mikan Ubarin. Okay, take out Ubarin. Amle Rav Zera Lo Tesami. Rav Zera says, no, you don't have to take it out. Travayu Matili Beitzim Ninu. They both are matol beitzim. Elazem mashritz mi bachutz, v'zem mashritz mi bifnim. But one leaves the egg, it pushes the egg outside, and one has it inside. Only comes out when it's grown. But if you have innards of the fish, then you don't know, and that's why you need a mumche. Says the Gemara, Lamali mumche lived up with simanim. Why do you need a mumche? Just check for the simanim of these items. Why? The Tanya, the Brisa says, kisimani beitzim kach simani dagim. There are simanim on eggs. Just like there are simani beitzim, so there's simani dagim. So Gemara says, simani dagim salkadaituch. Simani dagim stavir v'kaskasas ktibuhu. What do you mean? The simani dagim can't be exactly the same as simani beitzim. An egg doesn't have fins and scales. So what exactly does the Gemara mean? Ella, kisimani beitzim, kach simani ubari dagim. It's a parallel. Just like simanim of beitzim, Rashi adds, of birds. So too, simanim of ubari dagim, of these little eggs. Elu hein simani beitzim, kol shek hoderes, va'agul gulgeles. Rosha, where it's narrow and round, Rosha Echad Chad, Verosha Echad Chad, one side is flat, one side is sharp, Tahora. Those are simanim of a kosher egg. Beis Rosha Echad, and they're both sharp. Beis Rosha Echad, and they're both flat, Tamea. Chelmon mi bachutz, v'chelbon mi bifnim, according to our Girsa. You have the yolk on the outside, you have the albumin on the inside, Tamea. Chelbon mi bachutz, v'chelmon mi bifnim, Tahor. Chelbon v'chelmon mu'urav and zebazeh, if they're mixed together, so then, he beitzas asheretz. But either way, you see there are specific simanim given for each of these, for every egg. So what do you need a mumche for? Whether it's a mumche in dagim or a mumche in halacha, right, it's clear what the simanim are. So Amar Rava kisheni mochu. Theoretically, that's true, but here the eggs and the innards have dissolved in each other, so you can't really tell. Can't really tell the shape of the eggs, and therefore it's not going to help. Ulrebi dustoy dimin biri to Amar sami mikan ubrin, but go back to the first answer we had. According to Reb Dustoy, that says take out ubrin, because the non-kosher fish don't have it. Vatanya kisimani beitzim kach simani ubari dagim. So what does that line of the Raisa mean if we're not comparing them? Because you don't need simanim for the dagim, for the ubar in them. So the Gemara says, lav tirutzi mitaritzis la. What, didn't you already say that you have to reread the Raisa? So kach simani kirvei dagim. Veichem mishkachas la besimani kirvei dagim. Shihei kad v'chad mishkachas la b'shilfucha. Right, so once you have to change it, so change it here too. Where there is a case, where do you find the simanim of kirbi dagim? One kad, one chad, vishilifusa, shilfusa. That's some type of the air bladder of the, Rashi says, malea ruach. So that's a siman that you could use for the ubari dagim. Fine. Imein shamum chamai. So what if you have this mixture of innards and you don't have a mumcha around? So how do you know? What do? Do you trust the person that's selling them? So machlokas. Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda the Amora said, Kivan to Amar ani malachtim mutarim. If he says, I salted them, so then it is mutar. Right? What does it mean? Add Rashi. Ani malachtim hadagim. V'ra'isi shedagim tahorim heim. I saw them, I saw them. A kosher fish. Umehen hotzeisi kirbaim alalu. And I took out these innards from kosher fish. Mutter. If he says, I did it. I salted them. I took out these innards. He is trusted. Why? Says the Rambam. Because it's very easy to know, to test exactly whether there's some non-kosher source in there. And if there is, then he's going to lose his job and he's scared. There's nothing for him to, no way to be mishamet. Right, rather Elamai Mumche Neman, Hatam Mishim Shenech Shudu Ame Aris Likach Kervi Dagim Ubar Mena Akum Becheska Shem Tahorim V'Mamar Anam Malach Tinu Neman Demirsas. He's scared Mishum De Lo Matzi Mishdametle Im Achzinu Labaki. If I show it to an expert, V'Hikir Bam Shem Tumeim. Right, if he says I did the whole thing, then there's no way for him to be try to slip away, and therefore we trust him. So mashma from there that even if he's a chashud, we trust him because it's a milta avidi legluye. The Ravid says no, maybe he's a chashud, it does not work. Either way, that's Rav Yehuda Shita. Rav Nachman Amar Achi Yomer Elu Dagam Elu Kirbeim. No, you can't just say I salted them and I took it out of kosher fish. No, he has to show you the fish. He has to show you the fish because maybe he's not such a bucky. Not that he's out to get you, but maybe he's not such a baki, right? There's a concept of Eidech HaNem HaVisurin, especially if he's not a chashud. But here, we're worried about a toos, we're worried about a mistake being made, and that's why it's more of a problem. O relay Rav Yehuda la, the dialogue, even to Amar Ani Malachtim Mutarin. Rav Yehuda said to the dialogue that he went like his first psak, he went like the kulub psak. He says, I think they're mutter once he says, I salted them. The Chashuk Echemet here discusses, based on our Gemara, what happens if you walk into a store and the Baal Chanus is selling you a suit and he says it has no shatnez in it? No shatnez in it. Can you trust him? Kana Khalifa Bachanus. He says, Khalifa Zui Nikia Mishanis and Baal Chanus Neman. Right, what's the suffig? Hayemeno Neman Meacher Vamar Aposkim Shako Baal Chanus Sorech Ksav Hechsher. But if he has a Ksav and he has proof that somehow he checks for shot and is fine. What if you don't know? You walked in as a total stranger. What do you say is Neman? Because nowadays you could just bring it. You could bring it to a mumche and you could check. And he's worried that if you bring it to a mumche and you find shatnez after he said there's no shatnez, he's going to lose his business. So he quotes our Gemara and he quotes the Ramban that we just read that he doesn't want to lose his business. Maybe even by a guy Kol Shekin Yisrael Chashin. Then he says Lamaisa. Maybe, even though technically it's probably Naaman, but remember what we had before, a couple of days ago, back on Daf Lamed Zayin, where even though there was a psak of Heter, one of the Amoraim said, Hamaya Bishkiasa Benara Zilu Tulu. You know what, just go dunk in a mikvah. Right, even though technically you're tar, there's a mikvah here. So here too, you know, you might as well go check it in a Shatnez laboratory, if you can. Again, if it's Shas HaTzchak or if you can't, so then you could probably wear it because they do not want to lose their business in this case. Weiter. Va'alosh al-chiltis, the leaf of the chiltis, the Mishnah said is mutter, pshita, says the Gemara, it's obvious. The chiltis was only usher in the previous Mishnah because it might have been cut with a non-kosher knife. But here, you're not cutting these leaves. Lo nitzrach ha'el l'kartin shavo. Maybe there's some pieces of grain stuck onto the leaf. So ma the tema nechosh doma maisi ma'aribe, maybe that those were cut from and then they got stuck on, and that's why you have to be choshesh kamash malan the ha ish taruki who the ishtarik v'asibata. No, it must have just slipped on, you know, originally, but not after it was cut, and that's the chiddush of the mishnah that it's mutter. V'zeisei glus kos hamugul galin. You have cakes of figs. Pshita again, isn't that also obvious? What would be the problem? Lo nitzrach avagav derafi tuva. Even if they're very very soft. If they're very soft, so then you might think that ma'odatema chamer rami behu. They put on wine in order to soften them because it's so soft. Kamash malan hani machmas mishkahu derafu. No, it's only because of their the oils that come out, and therefore it is going to be mutter. I'm sorry, I said dates or figs. I meant the olives, right? It's the oil, so it's olives. Good. Reb Yosi Amar Shlachin Asurin Shlachin. If the seed, the pit, is about to fall out, it's so falling apart, then it's Asur. Hechidami Shlachin. What does that mean? Amar Reb Yosi Rechanina Kolsha Ochzo Biyado V'Garin Asur Mitnishvetas. If you would pick it up and the pit would fall out, that's soft. That's super soft. Hachagaven Aban V'Chulu Taner Abanon. And though he said the grasshoppers, if they're from the storefront, so then you have to be worried. If they're from storage, you don't have to be worried. So Taner Abanon Hachagaven the Tosefta parallel to the Mishnah. Hachagaven V'Kafrisin. Kafrisin, the caperberry shells, vakaflotos, haba mina otzer, mina heftek, mina svina, if they come from long-term storage, short-term storage, the bo mutarin, smutter, we'll see why. Hanim Karin Bekatloza, Lefnechen Vani Asurin. But if the ones that are sold right in front of the storekeeper, they're Asur Mibnei Shemizalif Yain Aleim, because those you sprinkle wine on in order to make them look fresh, and therefore we're worried that there's wine on there, and that's why it's a problem. Vechen Yain Tapuchim, Shalav Dekachavim, also the wine of Tapuchim. So Tapuchim, we sometimes translate as apples. It seems like from other Gemaras that Tapuach is some type of citrus fruit. Right, the Gemara in Arvi Psachim discusses it in the context of charoses, whatever the type of fruit it is. But yain tapuchim roshalov dekachavim haba amina otzer amina heftek amina salula mutarin. Same thing. If it comes from all of these serious storage places, is mutter. Why? Because if there's a chash found, then the rabbanon are going to trafe up his whole storage, and therefore it's not going to work. Hanimkar bekatzloza aser mneishem arvin bo yain. But something that's sold right in the front, it's aser mneishem arvin bo yain, because they're going to be Ma'arif Boyayin in it, and therefore it is going to be Aser. They tell a story about the Nodeb Yehuda. I forgot the exact details of there was a machlokes about a shomer and some wine, and a machlokes about, you know, whether the wine was kosher or not. And so he says to the owner, I guess you have to assume that the, I forgot the exact details, I have to look it up maybe for next year, that the you have to assume that there was a problem. And therefore, because it's a problem, it must be that there was a guy that was here, and he switched all your bottles, and your whole storage is strafe, and that made him admit that he had done something else. Oh, I think he hid. That's what it was. I think he hid some money in one of the barrels, right? And then he was denied it. So he said, "Oh, it must be a guy. Then must have come in here and taken the money out, and now all your barrels are chashud." And then he admitted it because he didn't want all of his barrels to be chashud. I think that was the details. Tan Rabban and Viter. Pamachas chashur bi b'meiav. One time, Rebbe was sick. Amar klum yesh adam shiyadei yain tapuchim shol dekachavim aser mutter. I know yain tapuchim is good for my illness, but does anybody know yain tapuchim of an idolater? Is it aser mutter? Amar lefan reishal Rebbe Yosi. Pamachas chash abba b'meiav. One time, my father Rebbe Yosi had an illness similar. Beviolo yain tapuchim shol dekachavim shol ayin shana. They brought him old yain tapuchim of 70 years old. V'shasav nisrapa. He drank and he got better. Amalo kol kachay biyotchav atamit zareni. You had such a psak, and you didn't tell me while I'm suffering here. Badku matzu obikachavim echla. They found one obikachavim. Shailo shloshmei osgar biyain shol tapuchim shol ayin shana. He had a ton of the ayin tapuchim. V'shasav nisrapa. And he got drank it and he got better. Baruch Hashem. Amar, and he said, Baruch HaMakom, Shemasar Olam HaShomrim. Baruch Hashem, that he gave his world to Shomrim. What does that mean? What type of bracha is that? Says the Maharsha, what does it mean, LaShomrim? So maybe it just means that he guarded it for 70 years, or maybe it means Adam Arishon. Adam Arishon was given this world, La'avda U'LaShomra. Maybe it's talking about given to people. If you look at Shlomo Kluger in the Avodah Zavodah here, we don't quote him enough, but the Avodah Zavodah here, he quotes, maybe it's relating to, Rebbe is saying, Baruch Hashem, but I don't specifically have to say a big thank you to that Nachri, so to speak. Why? He gives a mashal. If there's a rich person that gives money to a Yasam or Yisoma, then obviously they have to give him a bracha and be machzikim tova. But what if there's a rich man that's about to die, he gives all of his money to his apotropis and says, hold on to this till my child gets older, and then give it to him. So when the child gets older, and the apotropis gives it to him, so he has to say a little thank you to the apotropis, but it's really his money. So it's not really that he has to say something to thank you for. So he says, so too here. He says, really, everything belongs to Hashem. Once we make a bracha, as the Gemara says in brachas, so then it's ours, it's al bnei adam. But the Nachri never has a bracha, so it's really coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Nachri do l'shayach bracha, avid l'shem arzu m'loa. V'anachri avi rak shomer. Ain't shayach bracha l'anachri. V'lakach amarevi, berach shemasar olam l'shomrim. Ain't shayach l'achzokas tovo, bracha l'anachri bazeh. V'asi shapir, he says, really, it's coming directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Obviously, say thank you. He did something, he brought it. But that's the message of the idea. The Ritvi here discusses that he must not have been a chola she'ish bo sakana. A chola she'ish bo sakana, obviously, you're allowed to violate anything. But, be a chola she'ain bo sakana. And the Ritvi here discusses that the Gemara elsewhere says that if I am nehene from an isser hana, shalo kederach hanaso, which is only derabanan, then it's mutter. So here, what was the shayla? It's only asa derabanan. So Ritva discusses that there's a difference between derabanans. Taking an isser derabanan straight in the normal way is more chamor, says the Ritva, than taking an isser shalo kederach hanaso, even an isser daraisa, shalo kederach hanaso. Don't say those two things are the same. Afilo hachi, he says, v'yava pishe tiru leis rabbos afilo bizirayna, kishu shalo kederach hana'asan, mishum she kedlo kederach hana'asa, yisura d'rabanan. Afilo hachi lo chilku, bakal she kederach hana'asan, bein yisurin shal Torah, bein yisurin shal devrayim. That's an important line of the Ritva, and he cross-references also what he says in the Psachim there on Daf Chafei. They said maybe if something is considered eating and drinking, it's more chamor. That's an important discussion. Okay, finishing up. V'chein l'truma. What do the last two words of the Mishnah mean? My v'chein l'truma. What does that mean? Amar Rav Sheshes, v'chein l'kohen hachashid limkar truma l'shem chulin. If you have a kohen who's chashid to sell truma as chulin, so then the halacha is that you wouldn't be able to trust him. L'fanavu da'asir aval haba, in front of him is asir, because that's what he might switch. Aval habam and otzer and a heftek and a selula mutter. But if it's coming from his storage house, he's nervous about that. That's going to be mutter. Why? Irtuze mirtas. He's scared. Savar shami be'rabanu n'mafsi liminoi. If the rabbis hear about it and they figure out what's going on, then they're going to say all of my barrels, my whole storage place is a problem, and therefore he wouldn't do that. Again, another chiluk between what's in front and in storage. The Rambam quotes this in Hilchas Meiser in Perek Yud Beis Halacha Tezayin, where he discusses chashudin and people who are, you know, out of trust. And he says in certain cases there are knasos that kick in. Says the Rambam. Ein, let me just read the rest of the Rambam. Ein kol adram ha'ilu amurin ela ba'ama aretz, she'eino lo chashir velo ne'amon. Avo mishu chashir limkar truma l'shem chulin, osur likach mimenu klau, dover she'ish bo zikas truma u'maiser. Afilu kirbe dagim, mimnei she'nosam em shemen. Ve'en iser ela kol shalafanav, ala otzara mutter likach mimenu mnei shumis yare, la'arif truma bo tzaro, shemi yadua hadover v'yapsad akol. V'chein ha'chashir al maiser she'eni, l'machir l'shem chulin, ein lochim mimenu dover she'ish lo lov zikas maiser, v'kol ze knas mi divrei. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but Hashem, we'll pick up next time. Next off will be put up from the last cycle as we start the third parak.